Is there something wrong?
Warning. Life support failure on all decks. Abandon ship.
Maybe it is time to take command.
Bridge to captain.
Join Jan Shaw, updating current events as only Jan can.
Library computer, data being received.
Produced by CosmicReality.com.
Hello and welcome to this week's Cosmic Creating Show. My name is Jan Shaw, I'm the Success Alchemist. You can find me at thesuccessalchemist.net, thewebalchemist.net, empoweredmanifestation.com, on YouTube and Facebook, Jan Shaw, the Success Alchemist, on Twitter at Coach Jan Shaw, on Truth Social, Success Alchemist, and on Telegram, US UK Patriot. Today is the 12th of November 2022, and the title of today's show is Midterm Election Deja Vu, Insights from X22 and SG Anon, and if I have time, COVID House of Cards is falling down. So obviously the focus this week has been on the midterm elections. There have been other things going on as well, but that's been certainly the focus of what I want to cover. A couple of other pieces of news. Vindman lost his case against Rudy Giuliani and Dan Scavino. Alan Dershowitz reached a settlement with Virginia Giuffre, who he said admitted she may have misidentified him. Certain states are pushing the 16-year plan. For example, Oregon is pushing gun control and gun tracking. These, incidentally, are part of what I'm going to be sharing from X22. Iowa enshrined the right to keep and bear arms, Constitutional Amendment 1. Let me see, what else have we got? We've had this major hoo-ha going on over Trump's remarks about DeSantis. I'm going to cover some of that later. There's people in the MAGA movement wondering what on earth is going on. And I must say, I have been a little concerned about the tone of these announcements, that he puts out. But we have to remember that nothing is as it seems. And that's why I like to cover some of the remarks from SG Anon and also from some of the Telegram boards as well. And then we've also had another cue drop, which is very timely, I must say. So I'm going to start with a Substack. This came out on the day of the election, on the 8th, and it's from Emerald Robinson's The Right Way, and it's emeralddb3.substack.com. Haven't seen anything of hers before this, but she's done a very good report on all the issues with the voting machines. Voting machines stop working across America. It's 10 a.m. Eastern Time and America's 2022 midterm elections are already being stolen. Let's see how those secure and reliable electronic voting machines are working in Arizona. And there's a tweet from Tyler Boyer. Long lines in Anthem, Arizona, with poll workers explaining that the Maricopa County machines are not working. Do not get out of line. How's Texas doing? I'm in Bell County, Texas. The voting machines are down in Temple. No one has been able to vote at all today. People calling around report very few polling places working in the entire county. Looks like Harris County, Texas has a failed election system this morning. Tweet from Chris Daniel. I think it's a tweet. Lines out the door here. People are coming from other polling stations or polling locations that are shut down. Only half the machines were working here for the first hour. Major fail by the Democrat-appointed elections administrator Clifford Tatum. Let's check in on the great state of New York, shall we? Shannon Joy tweets, the steal is on in New York. My husband showed up at 6 a.m. in Fairport, New York, to vote. He's never had an issue ever in his 20-plus years of voting. He was denied his vote today. Every machine malfunctioned. Line was 40-plus people deep. He had to leave for work without voting. Every machine malfunctioned is highlighted. And don't forget the Garden State, New Jersey. Action News on 6ABC, again on Twitter, breaking. All voting machines are down in each district across Mercer County, New Jersey, according to officials. Voters can still vote using a standard ballot at their polling locations. All of the machines are not working in Mercer County. Again, Mercer County, New Jersey officials. The Board of Elections has advised the county of issues with voting machines. Poll workers will be on hand to walk voters through the process. The board is working with Dominion, the machine maker, to resolve the issue. Well, fancy that, Dominion. How about Ohio? John tweets, at Lucas County BOE, Board of Elections, took an hour to vote this morning. Nice decision to reduce the number of machines from 12 to 6. One broke down, so actually 5. Another great decision was aligning the machine so that everyone in line can look over everyone's shoulder to see who they are voting for. Let's see how the election is going in Georgia too. Laura Kay tweets, my son and I were just kicked out of being a Fulton County poll worker because I posted on Twitter this morning that I was working at the polls to ensure a free and fair election. Help. Do you remember when Democrats told you that Mike Lindell was crazy for saying that all electronic voting machines should be eliminated? Do you remember when all the corrupt media outlets told you that I was a conspiracy theorist for promising in 2020 that this would happen again? We were right. So that's the end of that. As we can see, a lot of this is happening in the states where there's a real danger of the states being turned from blue to red. New York is one of them, with Lee Zeldin running against Kathy Hochul, and she has actually been declared the winner of the New York governorship, which I must say I'm very disappointed in that, and I'm sure a lot of New Yorkans are disappointed too. And, you know, considering the fact that crime is completely out of control in New York, and many people there are saying that they would have, you know, they would vote Republican rather than Democrat because she was doing nothing at all to stop the crime. It seems like there's a very strong likelihood that, again, that was rigged. And there's a good report from Gateway Pundit. US exit polls, 73% of voters angry about direction of country, so they voted Democrat. And this was published on the 9th, the day after. Since the 2020 election, the Democrat Party's platform was to destroy the United States as a global power in 4 years or less. It's working pretty well. 5 million illegal aliens across the US southern border, 800 deaths of illegal aliens crossing into the US that we know about, record inflation, something we haven't seen in 40 years, massive failure on the international stage, Afghanistan debacle, arming our enemies like the Taliban with $80 billion in US weapons, jailing the opposition and raiding the former president's home, record corruption, Pelosi and Biden families, destroy the US energy infrastructure. Exit polling on Tuesday showed Americans have had enough. 73% of voters were dissatisfied or angry about the destruction of the country. So they voted Democrats back into power. They really want us to believe this too. Now I'm just going to jump over to Telegram. Because one of the things that's happening is that the count is being extended in states like Arizona and also Pennsylvania, I believe. Florida managed to do it all in a day. Why on earth can't other states manage the same thing? We're not a third world country, or at least we weren't. But this on Telegram puts it very well. And it's forwarded from Stormy Patriot Joe channel. And it says, the better way to say this is, the slower the process, the more awake people become to the fraud. Psst, that's why it has to be this way. So I think it's got a graph showing trust in election over length of election, and the trust declines as the length of the election extends. So I think that's very true. And there is a lot of focus on Arizona, of course. I'm now in Arizona, by the way. I travelled down this week. I got here Thursday night, so very grateful to be out of the cold Coloradan weather, I have to say. So being in Arizona, obviously have a great interest in how Carrie Lake fares in this election. And I love this woman. I was saying to Nancy Hopkins, who, for those of you who are new to this, she is the owner of the Cosmic Reality radio station and produces the show. I was saying to her, I could really see Carrie Lake as the first woman president, because I think she's fantastic, awesome. So what's going on in Arizona? So we have Katie Hobbs running against Carrie Lake, and Gateway Pundit again reports Katie Hobbs did not recuse herself from election duties in Arizona, despite bipartisan calls. Now we see why. And this was published on Election Day as well, on the 8th. Democrat Katie Hobbs has been called on by many Republicans in Arizona to recuse herself from election oversight in her own election for months now, but she has refused to do so. The Gateway Pundit and Trump-endorsed Carrie Lake called on Katie Hobbs to recuse herself from 2022 election duties over 1 year ago, following the stolen 2020 presidential election. More recently, some Democrats even joined in on the calls for Hobbs to recuse herself. But Hobbs refused to step down from election administration as Secretary of State. Now we know why. The Gateway Pundit reported on the malfeasance and incompetence experienced this morning when the polls opened and voters could not cast their ballots correctly. And it links to another article, breaking election day tabulators across Maricopa County are not working again. This is similar to the issue seen in the Maricopa County primary election. They had 3 months to figure this out, but they didn't. Arizona GOP chairwoman Dr. Kelly Ward also called on Maricopa County recorder Stephen Richer to resign from office over this debacle this morning on Bannon's War Room. Carrie Lake held a 10-point lead in several recent polls, including an 11-point lead in the recent Fox 10 poll from Arizona. The Gateway Pundit reported that Blake Masters has also taken the lead in 4 different final polls, and Trump-endorsed Republicans hold steady leads over radical left Democrats in other polls. This new election debacle comes after the botched Arizona primary election, where counties ran out of Election Day ballots due to Hobbs' incompetence and a recent general election voter registration error that sent incorrect ballots to thousands of voters in Arizona. Town Hall reported, in Arizona's race for governor, Republican nominee Carrie Lake has repeatedly called for her Democrat opponent, the current Secretary of State Katie Hobbs, to recuse herself from official duties overseeing and certifying the results of next week's midterm elections in the Grand Canyon state. Now, an Arizona Democrat who used to hold the same office is also calling for Hobbs to step aside and pass her election duties on to someone else. The comments came in a story from Time magazine in which Democrat Richard Mahoney, who served as Arizona's 14th Secretary of State from 1991 to 1995, called for Hobbs to let someone else take the reins. I quote, "I think it would be wise if the Secretary of State seconded responsibility for ministerial oversight to either the Attorney General or the Maricopa County Recorder," Mahoney explained. "The Secretary of State's role is really ministerial. It is responsible for the canvas and the certification," Mahoney noted. "But if this is very close, it will be contested at some level. There'll be activities in superior court by both sides. It will be better, as a matter of appearance, that the Attorney General oversee it," he added. Time's report also quoted another former Secretary of State Republican, Ken Bennett, who agreed with Lake and Mahoney's assessment. She should recuse herself from the official acts that she would normally perform as secretary and let a deputy secretary or somebody else take care of those, Bennett said. Mahoney wasn't the only Democrat former Secretary of State to say Hobbs ought to recuse herself either. "The point is, recusal and putting in a different person is the right thing to do, if there's any question," explained John Willis, Maryland's Democrat Secretary of State from 1995 to 2003. Hobbs has refused to heed Lake's calls for the Secretary of State to recuse herself, even after an error caused thousands of Arizona voters to be incorrectly flagged to receive ballots that only listed federal races. Tolonia Adams, a victim of racial discrimination under Katie Hobbs and Democrat, also tweeted a quote from Katie Hobbs and mocked left-wing cries about voter confidence and their labelling of Republicans as election deniers. Tolonia Adams, quote, "No, I will not be recusing myself from my job despite the fact that I'm on the ballot." At Katie Hobbs, quote, "And folks are so deeply concerned about election deniers and voter confidence. Please. Hashtag AZGov. Katie Hobbs should be jailed for her refusal to run a clean election." And interestingly, one of the issues that these voting machines have is that they're not reading the ballots. And there was one lady who tweeted on the 8th, that she'd taken her parents to vote and her mother was trying to get the ballot read by the machine and it kept being rejected, and it was due to the quality of the print. And this lady, apparently her mother, had to spoil 7 votes before the 8th was accepted, and she didn't want to put it in the ballot box because that was going to be moved to another location. There was somebody questioned chain of custody, and people just don't trust that their votes will be counted properly. I mean, we've seen there have been also reports showing like a jump in the number of votes for one candidate, which again we saw in the 2020 election. But the reason I raise this is because it mentioned that in the primary election in Arizona, counties ran out of election day ballots. Well, the need to keep reprinting the same ballots to enable the voting machine to read the vote is using up all these all the paper needed. It's running out of all the ballots for people following on. So same story basically. And then today again, Gateway Pundit fixes in Arizona ballots make stop at Runbeck Printing Company to scan ballot envelopes before they are sent to county with no observers. And it says this is a developing report. Arizona ballots make stop at Runbeck Printing Company to sort ballots before they are sent to county with no observers. Ben Bergquam, I don't know if I've pronounced that correctly, was outside the Maricopa County Election Center and followed a Penske truck leave the center and return to Runbeck. Once at Runbeck, the gate is closed. every mail-in ballot that is returned in the county is sent to Runbeck first. Runbeck is scanning the Maricopa ballots before they are sent to the Maricopa County Election Centre. And he tweeted, and he's from Real America's Voice TV, by the way, more of the Penske trucks at the Maricopa County Elections Office, almost like history repeating itself from 2020. Is it incompetence or corruption? Previously, Maricopa County's unique process in handling ballots exposes added opportunity for fraud. Maricopa County is the only jurisdiction in the country that picks up completed ballots at USPS Processing Distribution Center, but doesn't bring them back to the Election Department or Tabulation Center. Maricopa County picks up mail-in ballots and takes them directly to its print vendor, Runbeck Election Services, which is headquartered in Phoenix. Every single completed mail-in ballot, whether mailed or dropped off at a polling place, goes to Runbeck. All mail-in ballots collected on election day and the previous few days are sitting at Runbeck headquarters. Maricopa has no idea how many ballots are in their possession because the ballots are at their print vendor. Maricopa allegedly uses Runbeck because they have high-speed scanners. Runbeck scans the ballots in batches to create a digital image of each envelope signature area. This batch of images is given to the Maricopa Tabulation Center, MC Tech, for poll worker review. MC Tech notifies Runbeck if any of those signatures don't match. Runbeck separates out those bad envelopes, then delivers both sets of these envelopes by van to MC Tech, which is 6 miles away. MC Tech then opens the envelopes and starts the tabulation process. This batch process is repeated until all mail-in ballot envelopes are scanned at Runbeck. This takes 10 to 12 days after every general election, and ballots envelopes are delivered each day by Runbeck vans. Runbeck uses the Blue Crest Vantage mail processing machines to scan these ballot envelopes. This machine can process 40 to 50,000 ballots an hour. These machines can also automatically scan the ballot signatures using embedded commercial-grade check cashing signature software from Parascript. But Maricopa continues to use its slow manual batch process of reviewing signatures. These Vantage machines cost $1.06 million each. Detroit just purchased one in early 2022. Maricopa could purchase two of these machines and process roughly 90,000 ballots an hour in-house. But Maricopa continues to re-sign contracts with Runbeck, which prevents them from bringing all this in-house. So, and it ends, this is a travesty. And of course it is. I mean, what happened to a chain of custody? Anything could happen to these ballots when they're in the possession of Runbeck. And President Trump weighs in on Truth Social, and I have screenshots of his posts that were on Telegram. I've actually put them in my Telegram channel to remind you, is US-UK Patriot. And Trump said, so in Maricopa County, they're at it again. Voting machines in large numbers didn't work, but only in Republican districts. People were forced to wait for hours, then got exhausted and or had other things to do and left the voting lines by the thousands. Even Carrie Lake was taken to a Liberal Democrat district in order to vote. Others weren't so lucky. This is a scam and voter fraud, no different than stuffing the ballot boxes. They stole the election from Blake Masters. Do election over again. And incidentally, Carrie Lake was instructing Republican voters, which had really long lines waiting to vote, to go to Democrat areas because the lines were much shorter, which tends to imply that the Democrats weren't out in the same numbers as the Republicans, which again raises questions about what is being reported about the election results. And of course, we still haven't got the result from Arizona, but things appear to be looking good for Carrie Lake, which I hope actually comes to fruition. And speaking again of Carrie Lake, Western Journal reports Carrie Lake tells nation to buckle up as data expert reveals what's coming. And this was published this morning. The results of Arizona's midterm elections are still being tallied. And as Republican Carrie Lake and Democrat Katie Hobbs wait for the outcome of their gubernatorial race, Lake tweeted on Friday evening that Republicans still have hope for a win. Currently, Hobbs leads the race by a small margin. The Democrat has 50.7% of the vote, while Lake has 49.3%, according to the New York Times. An estimated 83% of the votes are in. However, Lake is hopeful based on a prediction from a data and political analyst for KNXV-TV, who tweeted that the GOP cavalry is coming. Buckle up, boys and girls. It's about to get fun, Lake tweeted. And they've got the tweet that she put out. From the data guru himself, the GOP cavalry is coming. Buckle up, boys and girls. It's about to get fun. And it shows the original tweet from the AZ ABC 15 data guru. This is also big. The next batch of 114,000 late early drop-offs that were transmitted to the elections department will break in favour of Carrie Lake. Important note, we do not know when these ballots will be tabulated, but the GOP cavalry is coming. The original tweet from the data guru noted that it is unclear when the votes will be tabulated, but that it looks like they will lean toward Lake. One thing I want to add here is that apparently the ballots that are being counted have been in the Democrat areas, and now we're getting to the point of the Republican area ballots being counted. So the likelihood that there's a big majority in there for Carrie Lake, and also Blake Masters, who's running for Arizona's Senate seat. So this is why I think Carrie Lake is very confident about this. Continuing with the article, Lake has been very open about her optimism in the race. She told Fox News on Thursday that she is certain of defeating Hobbs. I am 100% going to win. I have absolute 100% confidence that I will be the next governor of Arizona, Lake said. In a Thursday radio interview, she predicted that she would win and that Republican Blake Masters, who was running for Arizona's Senate seat, would likely win as well. We're going to win, probably comfortably, and he's going to win, and it's going to be tighter. But we believe Blake Masters has a very, very, very good shot at winning, and they're afraid, Lake said. And that was in a tweet, and it was put out on Sirius XM Patriot. And it's got a short video of Carrie Lake there as well. However, Lake's hopes for Masters fell short as Democratic incumbent Mark Kelly won the Senate seat on Friday evening, the Associated Press announced. Kelly ended up with 51.8% of the vote, and Masters trailed behind with 46.1%. Meanwhile, 8 of the 9 House races in Arizona have been determined, according to 270 to win. Just to interject again, people have been questioning how Carrie Lake can get so many votes, and yet on the same ticket, Masters doesn't get as many. Why would people vote Republican in one race and Democrat in the other? It just doesn't make sense at all. Carrying on, 3 seats went to Democrats and 5 to Republicans, with the race in the first district still hanging in the balance. It is not clear when the race between Hobbs and Lake will be called as votes continue to be counted. And again, Trump chimes in, and this again is on Telegram, and it's on my UK US UK Patriot channel. idiot and possibly corrupt officials have lost control of the tainted election in Arizona. Machines broken in Republican areas. A new election must be called for immediately. And that was shared again from Stormy Patriot Joe. And there's a message also I forwarded from Dr. Henry Ely. Is this what some gave all for? It doesn't take this long to count votes. It takes this long to steal votes. Can we all agree? One person, one day, one vote, no machines. Votes counted under camera and everyone can watch. National holiday. And the thing he missed was the voter ID, of course, which is required in other states, but not in some. And there's also a tweet here from Blake Masters. This was shared from Ultra Peppy Lives Matter. It's a screenshot. For my people who knock doors in 115 degree heat and for the million plus Arizonians or Arizonans who put their faith in me, we are going to make sure that every legal vote is counted. If at the end Senator Kelly has more of them than I do, then I will congratulate him on a hard fought victory. But voters decide, not the media. Let's count the vote. And on checking the date, that was actually tweeted out today. So he isn't conceding. And if there are still a lot of ballots from Republican areas to come in, then I don't see how the race can have been called for Kelly. I think these elections show just how desperate the Democrats are. And the rhinos too. I mean, McConnell withdrew funds from MAGA candidates because he's a deep, deep, weak, corrupt rhino. Everything is so very suspicious. I mean, we expected this really, but I think, you know, we're still hoping that the key people will get in and be in a position to organise a complete investigation of these election results, not only this year, but 2020 as well. So just before I move on from this topic, I looked up the latest results, and this is from foxnews.com. There are two Senate seats left in play. Currently, there's 49 seats for Republicans and 49 for Democrats. There are 23 House seats left in play. Democrats are currently at 201 seats, and the Republicans have 211. So this is giving the Republicans the majority of the House. We're still hoping very much that the Republicans can control the Senate as well. There's a report out that the GOP want to hold an election for the leader of the Republicans, the leader in the House, prior to the completion of all these ballot counting, which means that there may be contenders who currently are not included in that voting procedure, or at least they aren't in a position to have their vote for the leader. So we'll have to see how that one plays out. But many people are calling for a change from McCarthy and McConnell, who were obvious rhinos. Okay, so I'm going to move on to some of the views from X22 report and then from Q News Patriot. I'm going to do the X22 report notes first, working up to, you know, the latest video, and then I'll do the same with Q News Patriot. The difference is X22 report is really following the news itself and giving some insights into that. Q News Patriot is going much deeper It's much more along the lines of the Q movement, let's put it that way. And as I said, we did have a Q drop yesterday. Okay, so according to X-22 report, and this was from the 9th of November, the military is monitoring elections and Trump is endorsing candidates to take back control. The priorities are regaining the House and the Senate. The deep state are always going to cheat, as we always know. Arizona is the key to everything. They're pulling out all the stops there. If they lose, it's game over. It looks like Carrie Lake will win the gubernatorial race in Arizona, Michigan and New York and so on, and the, you know, the deep blue states, dying deep state empire, California and Michigan cheating, locked down, extreme abortion laws, dying regime. I've already mentioned about Vindman and Alan Dershowitz. He goes on, did we fall asleep or did good people, the majority, never conceive of the thought that people in charge, the elite, could be so evil? And interesting, Trump's comments about DeSantis are so he can see who is jumping ship to trash Trump and support DeSantis 2024. DeSantis has said nothing. And it is a reference to years ago when he said he'd like to lose everything to learn who was really loyal to him. He suspects Trump and DeSantis are working together on this and ends that we've won the House. And then his 11/11 report is the attack by Trump on DeSantis, a ploy to reveal those who are not loyal to Trump. Trump versus DeSantis, the plan is to draw out traitors on the right. And this referenced a Lara Logan tweet, which I'll just read for you. And this was yesterday. If you're trying to make sense of DeSantis versus Trump, consider the possibility we're being played, and DeSantis's role is to draw out traitors on the right. As long as his ego stays in check, the plan works. Never assume we know everything. Trump's job was always to expose the enemy within. And, you know, nothing that Trump does is lacking in significance, and it's all part of this 5D chess game. I must say, I have been rather shocked by the tone of his attacks on DeSantis and also now on Youngkin. But I think we have to just trust that this is being done for a very important reason. Ultra MAGA Derb SCH on Truth Social was retruthed by Trump. And it says, Trump started a fake fight with DeSantis to reveal the deep state rhinos. I'm quickly going to cover some other views on this, not from X-22 report, but from various Telegram channels. And this one is Joe M. Storm is upon us. Assessment of everything currently at hand. Number one, deep state drags out midterm results so we don't get to see our victory all at once, diluting it. Two, since we didn't get the one night pow of winning back Congress, it artificially feels like a letdown. Three, artificial letdown equals blood in the water, all assets deployed. Four, every remaining conservative pundit sleeper is given the order to bury Trump once and for all. Five, all the big names come out of the woodwork to blame this, not yet realised by most to be artificial, letdown on Trump. Six, create the narrative that Trump is done while also touting DeSantis as a way to both bury Trump while pitting the two biggest anti-SJW camps against each other. I wasn't sure what SJW stands for, but on looking it up, it appears to mean social justice warrior. 7. They forget that we've watched wave after wave of these style psyops over the past 7 years and aren't falling for it. Instead, we're kicking back and letting their agents expose themselves while still supporting both Trump and DeSantis. 8. When all is said and done, the only ones left will be the Anons. We're the news now, bitch. I like that. And then he also puts a report out, friendly fire, Trump now raging against Virginia Governor Youngkin. Bizarrely says his name sounds Chinese. The media believes that Trump is unhinged in his rants, but this is far from the truth. Trump is exposing the hidden underbelly of the swamp within our midst, of those in bed with China, the rhinos in the media, the wolves in sheep's clothing. He always has a strategy. And he also shared yesterday's Q drop, and it's drop number 4962. Who are the silent thieves? Why are they manipulating you? How are they stealing your wealth? Bubble, crash, steal, lie, repeat. What is inflation? Monetary manipulation. Taxation without representation. Put an end to the endless. 1913. I'm not sure what that 1913 reference is, but obviously talking about the thieves stealing election again. And then he shares a screenshot of a tweet from Carrie Lake and a Q drop from November 12, 2018. So a four-year delta. Oh, can't count. Carrie Lake tweets, wow, we're going to win big. Stay tuned, Arizona. And this was on the 9th. And then this Q drop, 2492, says, and I'll read what it says and then tell you what Joe M. has actually added to this. Arizona, R-Gov won by 328,000 votes. And Joe M. added in Carrie Lake next to that. DSEN is winning by 32,000 votes. And he's putting Kelly next to that. RGov won Maricopa County by 325,000 votes. D Senator winning Maricopa by 32,000 votes. 350,000 vote swing to DSEN. So this is what I was referencing before, that, you know, there were 325,000 votes that were the margin for Carrie Lake. Why did Kelly only win by 32,000 votes? And in fact, why didn't Masters win with a similar margin to Carrie Lake? Doesn't make sense. And just a couple of other notes from Joe M. The establishment, the deep state, the Dems, the rhinos and their sheep would rather have anyone as their president but Donald J. Trump. This is how you know he's deeply over the target. No one scares them like Donald Trump, and there's a reason for that. He's the one that will bring us over the finish line. And then the last I'm going to cover, the mainstream media, the establishment and the deep state framed Trump for treason and viciously attacked him for at least 6 years in a row. Wake me up when DeSantis gets viciously attacked for treason and then the lie is broadcast for the world 24/7 in one of the most relentless attacks to take anyone down we've ever seen. DeSantis's image to normies is so crystal clean because this did not even remotely happen to him. They're not even in the same atmosphere of champion. OG Anons know this. And bear in mind that the people that are supporting DeSantis are rhinos like Liz Cheney and the like. And even left-wing papers are endorsing DeSantis. So it seems to me that there's a definite attempt to split the Republican Party, to take sides either with DeSantis or Trump. And, you know, anyone, we know what about what Liz Cheney is like. I mean, good grief. She's a Dem in Republican clothing, even endorsing Democrat candidates. So for anyone to be supporting DeSantis from that side of the aisle is very, very suspicious in my view. So, as I said, I think there's a bigger plan in place here that's part of the plan that Trump is, you know, playing out. We'll wait and see. So moving on now to some very interesting points from Q News Patriot, and you can find him on Rumble. And this was file 24. He numbers each of these podcasts or videos. This is from the 8th of November. Of course, it was election day. People who have been sleepers are about to have no choice but to awaken. The truth presents a shock to the consciousness because it is so dark, and the sleepers are controlled by fear-based programming, which is why they have resisted. Military have been in operations over the last 7 days. There have been extraditions, airborne reconnaissance by Space Force and Cyber Command. Today, the 8th, is the beginning of final moves. Election, it should show a massive red wave. Preliminary reports where Dem votes were winning or leading now show Republicans leading. He originally said the election wouldn't happen. He was wrong. This is what Q News Patriot is saying. But he stands by his information that the Supreme Court cancelled this election legally because there are two governments running the show. The Supreme Court for the corporation and the Supreme Court for the US. The latter has seen many emergency cases over the last 2 years, and the midterms is one of them. This election is being administered at the very top by US Cyber Command, Space Force, and various detachments of US Navy and Air Force that are running electronic ops. The midterm election is going to be more pivotal than we can imagine. And he made it clear that was his assessment, not intel. And then his latest podcast was put out yesterday. The plan continues to make positive progress, and we're nearing the precipice that Q has mentioned multiple times. He said that he was told by his mentor there would be a single source of intel, and that would be Donald J. Trump, and that the period after the election, 2 to 3 days, would be a time of declassification and disclosure. Incorrect as of yet. However, the military is extraordinarily active, conducting operations. We didn't have the pivotal moment yet. He did some research, and he explained that he goes onto the dark web using the Tor browser, I think it is. I haven't ventured there. And he found a discussion thread saying that there's a need for intel to be throttled and controlled. And a quote from that, "Liars create problems." The movement has been infiltrated by deep state players who are often sensationalists. We can't move forward without having concession or common understanding in the truth movement. The most probable scenario is that we've all been lied to. For the last year, the truth movement has been fed from genuine intel sources, purposeful half-truths. We've been given the destination, but no map for the journey. We were given slight details about operational specifics, which were changed to protect the integrity of the operation. Necessary because of infiltration within the movement, nefarious or not. Intel over the last 2 years has been incomplete by design, so we can't compromise the next steps. But it's stimulated research. Like Q-drops, complete blackout on genuine true intel between 11-3 or 4-2020 up to today, 11-11, which is significant to the movement and possibly the day we move on to next steps. Nearly all timelines given between 11.320 and now have been purposefully incomplete to protect the integrity of what has been going on. 11.11 is a symbolic day. It's 1,111 days since the first Q drop. It's Armistice Day and it's Veterans Day. It's the anniversary of the end of World War One. The Cabal wanted World War One to run for 8 to 10 years to kill off a large number of the population, but the White Hats brought it to an end after 4 years, before the Cabal had achieved their end goals, which included making lots of money out of the warmongering. All other wars had ended when the Cabal had achieved their goals, so this was a turning point in history. JFK's executive order to return the dollar to an asset-backed currency was number 11110, no coincidence. JFK was assassinated on 11/22, also symbolic. It will also be significant this month as well, a significant anniversary. We have lived through a process that has inflicted a great deal of suffering on the world. We have lived through it awake because we have taken the time to discover our internal centeredness, search for knowledge and absorb it. No fun. Wins along the way, but we haven't blown the lid off the keg of this global operation yet. There's extremely important symbolism coming in the next 12 days. We need to pay attention. A blackout is necessary to control security about what happened in the last week to 10 days. We didn't have the big reveal he expected, but has been told some of the events that happened today, 11/11, and I think it says lead directly into what is about to happen in the US. I couldn't read my writing there. National Guard buses in front of the White House. His understanding is there were large-scale criminal transports. Prisoners are being relocated for the next phase of tribunals. Some will have several tribunals before justice is enacted upon them because of the gravity of their crimes. Many were complicit in the installation of a foreign Manchurian power in the governmental entity of the US, which caused the lawful government to need to be insulated and to be publicly stepped aside and put into the background. So this links very much to the idea of the devolution, which is Patel Patriot, and also the war president. I can't remember whose Substack that was. It's a while since I've reported from him. So, continuing, many individuals were also complicit in taking money from organisations such as Pfizer, Moderna and others to assist in the passage of the nefarious legislative warfare and gamesmanship that forced the COVID tyranny onto the American public and paved the way for death shots to be rolled out to the world, which have killed many people. The prisoners will have several levels of justice which will need to be filmed and documented prior to holding a public tribunal for them and their criminal peers. So that was all I had time to listen to before the show, as it was only, I think I only found it today. A connection on Facebook sent it to me, so I didn't have time to go through the whole thing. But if you do a search for Q News Patriot on Rumble, then you'll be able to find his channel and not only listen to this one, but also listen to his other podcasts as well. I do like his approach, his presentation style, and he does give some good information. So this is, as I said, much more of a behind-the-scenes look at things. And even though I've said before that I'm not a fan of Real Raw News, it almost reflects what some of what Real Raw News says in terms of tribunals and arrests and so on and so forth. So interesting times we're living in. So I just have a few minutes left to cover the last topic, and that was the COVID conspirators' house of cards is tumbling down, says MEP. And if you don't know, MEP stands for Member of the European Parliament. Christine Anderson is fantastic. She is the MEP they're referring to. And this is on expose-news.com. And again, it was published today. Christine Anderson, a member of the European Parliament, gave a speech during a conference at the European Parliament towards the end of October. You may have heard things are unfolding rather quickly right now. Thanks to our colleague Rob Roos, who raised the question in the COVID committee to the Pfizer representative, she said. And things are changing now. Their house of cards is tumbling down, and it is doing so rightfully. One more thing. I am sick and tired of being called a COVIDiot, but I'd much rather be a COVIDiot than be a gov idiot. And it then goes on. The article goes on to explain what the meeting was all about. And it does have a video of the whole thing. Anyway, to continue with the transcript after what I've already read. We all know now the people have been lied to. It was a gigantic lie. And on this lie, everything that governments, especially in the Western democracies, did to infringe on people's rights, to take away their freedom, to lock them in their homes, imposing curfews, all of this was based on that gigantic lie. And I can only thank my colleagues. We are doing an incredible job in this COVID committee, and we will get to the bottom of things, and we will get the answers that the people that you deserve. We will work on that, and we will continue to work on that. But, and there is the other message, none of that would have been possible to do if we did not have the massive, enormous support of you, the people, because you took to the street. You showed your governments that you will not put up with this and you will not stand for this. And for that, I really thank you and I applaud you, and I will do so right now. And then it says there's a long applause. This applause was for you, the people, because we can only do so much if we do not have the support of you, the people. And as you may have heard, Ursula von der Leyen, EU Commission President, is now under a lot of pressure, and rightly so. The people have a right to know what went on in these contracts with her exchange of SMSs with CEO Pfizer, Bourla. The people need to know who they can hold responsible and accountable for whatever may have gone on behind the scenes. So yes, thank you again. It was your support that kept us going and then made all of this possible. And things are changing now. Their house of cards is tumbling down, and it is doing so rightfully. And you know what? One more thing, though. I am sick and tired of being called a COVIDiot, and I'd much rather be a COVIDiot than be a GovIdiot, because that's what all these people blindly trust. Because that's what all these people that blindly trusted what their governments turned out to be. And I will say it again, it was never, never, ever about public health. It was never about breaking any waves. It was always about breaking people. But, and that's the good news, they failed. It didn't work. And that I am very proud of. And I'm proud of the people that I am so honoured to be allowed to represent. And I will continue to do just that. Thank you very much. And she did mention that Ursula von der Leyen, the EU Commission President, is actually under investigation because of the contracts with Pfizer. And the contracts that were provided to the committee, I think it was the Hungarian MEP, was showing them as being so heavily redacted you couldn't make any sense out of them at all. So that's all I have time for this week. I hope you've enjoyed the show. It'd be interesting to see how the midterm elections actually play out in conclusion, and what the final numbers are in terms of the seats and the governors and so on and so forth. So looking forward to being able to share that with you next week. I hope you'll join me next Saturday for my next Cosmic Creating show. I'd like to thank Nancy for producing, and also mention Derek Condit, who is our sponsor. Very grateful to Derek for making all this possible. And please visit his website at mysticalwares.com. And just a quick reminder, you can find me at the successalchemist.net, webalchemist.net, and empoweredmanifestation.com. Thank you very much. Stay well, be safe, and bye for now.
You have been listening to Cosmic Creating with Jan Shaw, updating current reality, a production of CosmicReality.com.